There we go. So we have Jonathan McGrath from Silver Creek Gin. So Jonathan, all yours.
Thanks, Ed. Good afternoon. We, Jonathan McBride with Silver Creek Gin, and 2 years ago was actually, two crops ago, was our first experience with fully utilizing that. I would be one of those who said that I have used the RFID technology since 2010, but we've had RFID readers that were simply locating the cut for the removal of the plastic in our unwrapping process until 2 years ago, and was approached by a producer about this and began to probe into it just a little more and learning exactly what would be offered by the Harvest ID option for the growers and seeing what kind of interest there were among our producers and to see where we could go with the gin as far as providing them with the service that they were asking for. And so we began in that crop 2 years ago to build a program. We're the software program that we're using. We approached, after I began to find out what was entailed, we approached them about helping us track these modules as a ultimately a 4-bale module solely by the serial number. That was that took some considerable software upgrades and changes, but over the course of 2 years, that's where we've gotten. That serial number is our module number, that load number. I think Chris probably showed the slide up here. I couldn't see exactly what he was showing, but the module ID number along with the serial number. That serial number, that 11-digit number, is our module number for all producers who are utilizing the Harvest ID cotton system. And so what we're doing with that, basically, we're reading that at the unwrapper. This year, we also included load cells at our unwrapper so that we're weighing those so that we can help to track, along with all of this other information that Deere's providing with those modules, we can try to also track along with our varieties and other database that would build the turnouts for these modules more closely, more specifically. But basically, let me tell you what this year looked like for us with Harvest ID Cotton. I worked and partnered with Mississippi Ag, our local John Deere dealer there in Yazoo City, about how we could do some things, provide some services for our producers. With us handling the wrap, that was twofold. One was toward the producer and one was towards me. I had to have a selfish hand in that somewhere. But what we did was we gathered all of the wrap. The wrap came and was unloaded at the gin, and then we divvied out the wrap. We assigned the wrap, so I knew every producer's serial number before he ever picked up the first roll of plastic wrap for his modules. Now, with that being the case, I'm then assigning those serial numbers to that producer. So irregardless of anything now, if that plastic wrap goes around the bale of cotton, I know whose cotton it is. I may not have at that moment, obviously, a farm serial number and all the pertinent information, but I know who it belongs to. The comment was made regarding whether there was two producers sharing a turn row and cotton side by side, nobody's got a tag on it. I will say that there's a couple of our producers who will take a Sharpie or mark a lot, and they will put at least their initials on there from time to time. But for those who are utilizing this technology, we're putting no other identification on the module, no tags, solely using the embedded RFID chip in the tag in the wrap. And we did that on about 25,000 bales worth of cotton last year and about 20,000 bales worth of cotton this year among 4 to 5 producers. And so they pick up their wrap this year with the 4 tags on the wrap. I will say that we were intentional to try to give that to the ones that were using the Harvest ID cotton so that we could have just a greater insurance there of that number being scanned and tagged by the picker. Among those producers who are using this technology, by and large, the majority are sending it via the cloud. They're sending that from the picker to myjohndeere.com. We are partnered with those producers. We download that on our computer there and just upload it into our gin software. We have some of our producers who they never look at it. They don't look at that information. They go pick cotton at the end of the day. They shut it off. They send us the information wirelessly and effortlessly, and then we upload it. I have some producers who go through and they want to meticulously inspect and check that information. They pull it themselves down from my John Deere. They upload it into Microsoft Excel. They make any adjustments, corrections, changes, do what they want to do with that information, and then they email that to me. I have some also who's using the technology where they're putting a thumb drive into at the picker and then emailing that file to us. So we're using all of those. We've seen, experienced all of those types of technologies there. I would have to say honestly that I would, it has been good for us at the gym. It has been obviously work and effort in learning how we handle these, and that it just opens up the possibilities for so many more things that we could do at the gym as far as tracking these. Again, I'm tracking these as 4 bell modules versus conventional 16. You're used to a 16 or so bell module, and we're tracking these as 4 bell modules. The hope with all that, as far as the producer goes, the producer doesn't have someone who's out there tagging these. They're not keeping up with additional paperwork so much, and it just makes it a little more streamlined, efficient, and automatic from their standpoint. And that's the biggest utilization for our group of growers right now is that standpoint and that aspect. Now, as Deere's worked on some of these other things, and I fully expect, I believe, Mr. Bonds, you mentioned also knowing corresponding GPS coordinates, being able to have these yield maps and being able to overlay even classing data across the GPS coordinates and to be able to see what's taking place, maybe some characteristic traits, maybe there's, you know, I don't know, drainage issues for us in the Mississippi Delta where drainage can be a problem. Maybe some of those things are associated to some things we experience in cotton, and we lack of better words, we missed it for this time. But there's so many opportunities there for being able to know what's happening with this information. So we do use some steps manually at this point still. I will say that much to kind of help us make sure that we don't lose any information. But for the past 2 years, this has been something that's been, it's been dependable, and it's gotten more dependable with the 4-tag routes. We do have a backup there at the feeder, there at our unwrapper, in the event that a tag is damaged, missing, not able to scan that tag. We do have a 1D, 2D scanner where we're scanning the QR code that's a part of that tag as well. So we do have a means there to ensure that no matter what we do, we can get that information, even all the way down the bottom line of calling out 11 digits over radio if it's necessary. But that doesn't happen very often at all. So I guess basically that's the majority of what we're doing. We're not, at this point, we're not using those the tags in an inventory management as was discussed with the handheld RFID reader. That's one of the things that I think would be great, and I would like to see some of those things come to a little better fruition. Maybe, and I think it's been talked about among Deere with providing from myjohndeere.com the possibility of seeing these when the producer sends his information up. When you go to myjohndeere.com, if you're not familiar, when you pop up your home screen, there will be you'll see a map. There's a satellite image there, and if you can see some pop-ups there, or have some information available as far as where these modules are located. Some of those things would be great. And obviously, we all would like to see some of the moisture information and even the module weights to be being transmitted along with that string of information that's already been sent to us. So I don't know that I've given you just a real good picture of everything that's taking place with those tags, but certainly if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer any.
You're right.
Do we have a problem where there's a small module? And then we actually have a couple of occasions, more than once, we have had a wrapped module inside a wrapped module. You know, you think sometimes these tags are not, you think that they're not, you got to be right against them to read them. That's how sometimes it might appear to you, but we've had it so that the inside wrap was the one that was read rather than the outside wrap is what I'm saying. But yes, sir, that has happened, and that's one of those things as far as your management of information back to your producer. You know, he's got to know that if he doesn't already, just because obviously you don't have two modules there. You've got one that you have to take care of. But yes, sir, we have had that to take place, and just have to handle it. Just one of those things.
There's a few things that can feed into that, and whether at the end of the day, the procedure to empty out the machine at the end of the day, if someone forgets, screen inside tells you there's a module there. So, I mean, it's up to the operator. Some other things, just speculating. I've not actually witnessed this in the field. I've seen pictures of it before. Things regarding the wrap clutch on the machine, if for whatever reason it's feeding. Quite frankly, the machine is smart enough. There's interlocks in that machine that says it won't do certain things, like the gate on the round module builder will not just open all the way up on its own just because. I mean, there's electronic, like I said, interlocks that stop that. So I don't know exactly what's going on there. We've talked about people complain about maybe a mistrap. So again, maybe it starts to feed, and I don't know if anyone's had that or been out in the field with an operator where it wraps a, let's say, the rear roller instead of wrapping the module itself. There's certain things that we can see there, but right now we don't have a solution for that, but that might be something that we might have in the future. That's definitely something that we're aware of. Yeah, understand.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Any quick questions for Jonathan? We'll come back to him in the panel. I'll see Rick had one.
Jonathan, you referred to a four-bay module several times. Does that mean every round module is treated independently?
Yes, sir. I'm handling those just like anybody else as far as transport. You know, module truck, at least four round bales. But when they come, four round bales would be one. Would be what we would consider one module. As in a module truck will haul four. We're carrying four. There's 16 bales every time we pick one up with a module truck. But now when I'm scanning, when I'm weighing, when I'm ginning, I'm cutting those modules after every round bale. And so that round bale on average is going to have four bales. Now there may be, you know, in a catch up, if that was a 15 bale module or a 17 bale module, then obviously one's going to be short and one's going to be long. But you get the gist of what's taking place.
There's been discussion about maybe taking four of those, and there are people that are doing that.
You know, and you can. We are module averaging. The answer to that question is yes, and you can see that across those four bales. They do stay so persistent, but yes, we are module averaging. That was bringing in that question. I'll go a little further to USDA. That was one thing that I learned also this past year was we had some of our computer system reworked so that, like I said, everything was based on 11-digit number, and 11-digit exceeds what USDA. I didn't have sense enough to get involved with them to see what their requirements or needs were, but that exceeded what they were, their expectations for module numbers, and so everything worked fine, but they were ignoring a group of numbers there. Yes, sir.
Just make a comment on what you're talking about on the four bales per round. As you go through a farm, there may be 150 acre farm that may have four farm owners. They may be owned by four individuals and have four different farm owners. And when you have your drivers pick those rounds up and go stack them, they may mix them up and they may not be all the same farm.
That's right.
That's the only way you can do it, because you have some probably your lesser operators are not.
That's right. And those are some of the things also. I know each gen ultimately has a unique situation, but that's one of the things also that I see, Mr. Kellett. Even with these, I have the capability, and that may not, I'm certain for the majority of you that's not an issue, but it becomes an issue for us at times when I need to gen the cotton that's out there that's in the field that's not even stacked. I need it right now. And this is another opportunity, another avenue that I can go and I can get that cotton right now. It's not something so much even necessarily that I have to, it aids in not having to have that cotton necessarily tagged, turned in, and stacked. That can become sometimes farmers during the harvest season, we're wide open, we're doing all we can to get it picked, and going back getting it stacked and tagged is a whole other dilemma. So this offers the gen even an opportunity to go out there. You know, gen run across the field with a front end loader and pick up and stack cotton on the bed of a flatbed truck. And if they've not had it tagged, if they're totally out of the picture, that offers us even more of an opportunity to get that cotton to the GNG. Mr. Ashley, you going?
I was just wondering about the back of that question, and this may be something I think we talked about when we were trying to develop standards, was how do you tie those modules together? And back to my module averaging question, will we have a system that will be able to put those particular modules together for module average, and in terms of four individuals? And it sounds like we can. Do we have anyone that's utilized that?
I don't know of it, and I have not been in conversation largely with USDA even through this, even with the module averaging. But when you get back grades based on a four bale on that unit, on that serial number, it's wide open. You can see changes in producers, you can see changes in fields, you can see changes in varieties. It's very transparent as to what's taking place and what's going on.
But if you have four round modules from the same field, why not use all four of those to model
that? Yes, that's correct.
And that is a challenge, and I want to turn this back. Let's thank Jonathan real quick. Yeah. Thank you.